Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell as more of the world's central banks raised interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 107 points, or about 0.4%, to close at 30,076. The S&P 500 was down 32 points, or about 0.8%, and the Nasdaq finished down 153 points, or about 1.4%. Several European central banks, including the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank, raised their key lending rates a day after the U.S. Federal Reserve raised its rates by 0.75 percentage point. U.S. government bond yields continue to rise. The yield on the 2-year Treasury note rose to 4.124%, and the 10-year yield hit 3.705%. Each is a new high dating back more than a decade. Plus, short-term yields have been greater than long-term yields since early July. That's a pattern known as a yield curve inversion, which has often preceded a recession. Looking at individual stocks, FedEx shares rose 0.8% after the company posted a quarterly profit and said it will take steps to save roughly $2.5 billion in its 2023 fiscal year. Energy stocks also rose, lifted by a rise in oil prices and renewed anxiety about the course of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Valero Energy was up about 2%, oil field services provider Schlumberger was up 1.7%, and Brent crude, the international benchmark, rose 0.7% to $90.46 a barrel. But airline stocks suffered. American Airlines shares finished down about 4%, United Airlines was down 4.6%, and Delta Airlines fell 3.9%. And after the bell, we reported that aerospace giant Boeing is set to settle an SEC investigation into alleged misleading statements the company made about the 737 MAX jets that crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Boeing shares rose about 0.5% after hours. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.